This episode of Lip Service is brought to you by Adam and Eve. Adam and Eve has built a reputation as a trusted and reliable adult store for over 40 years.
Mm. Whether you're male, female, straight, gay, or anywhere in between.
Sexually fluid is what we like to call it.
Yes. Adam and Eve have the adult toys, devices, and movies you desire.
Like, what movies do you like?
I like anal porn.
Hey. Go to adamandeve.com and for a limited time, you'll get 50% off just about any item.
When you select your item at 50% off, you'll also receive 3 free adult DVDs plus a free mystery gift.
We like surprises. Yes.
Go to adamandeve.com and use code LIPS at checkout.
What's up? It's Angela Yee. It's Lip Service.
I'm Stephanie Santiago.
I'm Gigi McGuire.
Okay, and we have a very special guest with us today.
Natalie DiDonato, Nat D.
Right, from Mob Wives.
Yay.
From Philly.
Hey, girl. What's up?
So y'all know each other from Philly? Because I know Gigi knows everybody in Philly.
We know a few of the same people in Philly, and we recently connected on some business shit, so.
Oh, okay.
Well, I ended up with her coming to chill with us today on Lip Service.
Are we allowed to know what kind of business this is?
Well, I am part of a booking agency and brand management company called Interletics.
Mm-hmm.
And Nat is one of our prospective clients.
Oh, yes. Okay.
Steph too.
Yes.
Oh, all right. So
you get too much money for us. So we ain't work our way up to the Angela Yee bracket yet, but we will.
Now hold on a second. No, I have no problem with that. I want to get down with this Interletics.
We'll talk about that later.
All right. Now we start off Lip Service with the tip of the day always. So today's tip is, what is the appropriate amount of time that you should wait before you publicly move on with somebody? Okay, now you know you've been dating somebody publicly, and sometimes you jump right into another relationship, but then everybody has things to say. What do you think is the right amount of time to wait before you move on?
When you feel the need.
Right. I think everybody has their own timing. I think at least you need to do a month, though. Don't be jumping the gun quick with it, because, you know, sometimes you speak too fast and then things don't work out. You're like, what the
And then
fuck?
You feel stupid.
Right.
Man, I was with my son's father for 7.5 years and we were broken up for 2 months and he was already in a serious relationship with somebody else.
Wow. Was he promoting it though?
Yeah, they were all over the internet. I was like, really? I was like, it's all good because my side nigga that became my main nigga was all right. Like, he was treating me good.
That nigga got a promotion.
Yeah.
And but for you, what is the best, like, time period for you, though? Like, for me, it would have to be at least a month. You really don't get to know somebody until a full year, if you think about it, you know?
I'm right.
So. I also think sometimes girls try to move on quick because they see their man moved on quick.
Mm-hmm.
So they see him out with somebody. And I do believe that men do things and they don't get judged, obviously, the same way that we do.
Right, but there's nothing like a female that can stand on her own and don't even need to spite anybody. Like, you just, sometimes some things are better left, you know. I personally am more, when it comes to my personal life, I don't put all that stuff on social media.
Right.
I feel like there's always like bitches that hate so bad and always try and bring you down. So I try and keep myself like more in the cut.
I say this, I waited 2.5 years before I went public. I was in a serious relationship before my last serious relationship with somebody else that wasn't my son's father. And I didn't go public with that relationship because I felt like it was too soon. But I was publicly in another relationship 2.5 years later.
Okay, well, 2.5 years is a really long time.
It's not bad. Yes. It's not so bad.
Because like, even if you look at, say, Kylie Jenner right now, right? Her and Tyga broke up. And then she was with Party Next Door, like, immediately after.
Mm.
And we're like, damn, maybe you should wait a second. You know what I mean? But did we look at Party Next Door and say you was just with Kalani?
No.
Right? I feel like you do what you want to do when you feel like the time is right for you. And you really shouldn't worry about what other people have to say about it, especially those random people that are in your comments.
Mm-hmm.
Minding your business.
Now, have any of you ever dated a guy who wears a suit to work every day? I was just thinking about this because I was outside. It's hot out. And there's a lot of guys walking around wearing suits. And I'm like, you know what? I don't know if I've ever dated a guy who had to wear a suit to work every day.
Yes, I have.
You have?
Uh-huh.
So you might be the only one in the room.
Yeah. I've dated a guy that had to wear a suit to court.
My guy has to wear a suit to work sometimes when he has to go to like the Grammys or something. And I think he looks really good
when he wears a suit to the Grammys.
Yeah,
so once a year
he has to wear his tux when he goes to the Grammys or to like a important, like, you know, event or dinner. He'll have to get dressed up in a suit, and I think it's sexy.
You think guys who wear suits,
I think it's sexy if you could switch up. I like a little bit of a thug or somebody that's like tight and proper as well. Like, there's nothing sexier to me than a man that could put on a Giuseppe shoe, Gucci shoe, and a Hugo Boss suit, like a fitted European suit. I don't know. I think that's sexy.
Yeah, that's really hot.
You know what's
hot.
Not sexy?
Yeah, it's really hot.
When a guy wears a cheap, ill-fitting suit.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God.
Like from
Sephora?
K&G warehouse?
Like a fucked up pimp suit? Yeah.
Sephora?
Anywhere.
Period.
Stephanie, was your man hot when he had on a suit in court?
The last time I saw him in the suit, it fit him kind of big. He looked weird.
That's bad, yo. You can't be having a big suit.
Remember LeBron? Many years ago? What he had on a big suit.
Yeah, the big.
Yeah, and so did Carmelo on the red carpet with like a
none
tail.
None of that.
You can't be wearing no baggy suit with
so
a tail.
So, I mean, I kind of like my last boyfriend with a hat and, you know, like a white tee on and Timberland boots. He looked weird. Like, I didn't like the way he looked like he was going to jail.
With the suit on.
But then you also, do you really want a guy that, like, I don't want my boyfriend walking around wearing a wife beater and stuff like that.
No.
Like, it's an outfit either.
Mm-mm. Ew, no.
I like when guys know how to dress. I like when guys have style.
To the gym, yeah.
But I like a man that takes pride in his, like, the way he dresses.
Me too.
Like, someone that can match my fly. Yeah.
I don't know.
I like getting dressed up.
Me too.
Take some pride in your appearance, guys.
Absolutely.
Don't be wearing, like, wife beater, some sweatpants, with
or
your boxes
Dick sneakers.
Showing.
Like, if even you have Dick on sneakers, I can never do that.
What kind of sneakers?
Like, Dick sneakers. Like, terrible. Oh, like, dirty
like
sneakers.
Ran down like, dirty sneakers.
Yeah, like, or choked out. Like, no, I can't do it.
I like to see my favorite boyfriend in his basketball
shorts. I
like when I can see my guy's dick print.
I like when I'm in his house and he's walking around. I'll be like, oh, baby, can you give me some water? And he like gets up to go get the water and I could see like his dick print showing through his sweats. Mm-hmm. When he's coming back, I'm like,
That's like their camel toe.
Right, yep. That's the man's version
he's
of a camel
so
toe.
Cute, thick print. Baby.
What about guys with a little butt? You like guys that have like a little...
I like guys with a muscle butt.
I don't like a guy with a flat ass.
Flat back
that matches his butt is
what
awful.
What I don't like is a guy with
because it reminds
hips.
Me of like how they'll be in bed.
A guy with hips?
Yeah, you ever had a guy with hips
no.
before?
No.
I haven't either, but
I've
seen one.
I've seen that.
I've seen a few guys that had hips. Like, yo, do that nigga got hips?
Right.
Like,
shit.
They got more hips than me.
No, but
something
I...
hold on to.
I like a guy with a muscle butt, you know? Because it's fit. He got the abs, the butt.
Like they sit up high, like an ass.
With the thick thighs.
Yes, I love that. Yes, with the muscle thighs. Oh, that's my favorite.
Now, have any of you ever been engaged before? We were talking about engagements.
Yeah.
And you had how many times?
I was engaged 3 times to the same
guy.
Whoa. To the same guy.
Yeah, 3 different rings, too. We got married. I was with him for 12 years. Mm-hmm. It was like a nightmare. We killed each other. Like, ran each other over. Like, it was crazy.
Ran each other over?
Well, I ran him over. Yeah.
And then, all right, let's go back a little bit. So, first engagement. Why did you call it off?
We were young. He was my high school sweetheart. So I was young. I was like, the first time, like, he tried to step it up so much, it was like a four carat ring. And I was 23 years old. I was like,
damn.
You know, and then it was too intense. The second time he got caught cheating, like going to a geisha house.
A geisha house?
Yeah. So I caught him doing that.
Where's their geisha house at?
The washi washi, the happy ending.
Is that in Philly?
They got them everywhere.
Yeah, they got them right here.
They're like a Russian bathhouse in New York. Like,
okay. Yeah, the Russian bathhouse.
Yeah. Well, you pay to get your dick sucked. You know
they call it the washi washi in Philly.
Most men, they do that shit.
What about girls? Can girls go to the washi washi in Philly?
I mean, you could go to,
you could go here, I'm sure.
I mean, I don't want to go, but can a woman go?
They ain't got no, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. It's just another woman.
Yeah.
So what, she massages you till you come or she'll eat your pussy?
Yeah.
Ooh, I don't want her to eat my pussy.
Or play with you and stuff like that. But
I know.
Is that something you're able to forgive a guy just paying a woman for a service like that?
Yeah, I got over it. I mean, for the most part, we were young. He was young. I mean, we've been through a lot, so I got over that. And then
back to that. What if he just gets a hand job?
That's what he said he was getting. I was like, yeah, sure you were. Whatever.
Yeah,
they nobody getting no hand job. Come on with that bullshit.
Getting
your dick sucked.
You
getting a dick sucked. That's what you getting.
I feel like if you feel the need to go pay for some pussy, we can just role play and you can pay me.
That's some fucking low shit.
You can
shit.
Pay me.
See, it's hard for me to respect.
We can role play.
I can't imagine ever paying
I'll go
no
put
ass.
On whatever little costume. I'll dress up with whoever you want me to be. And if you feel like paying for some pussy, we can role play.
But the thing is like, I'm not even trying to, I would drain his balls like 4 times a fucking week. So it's like, how much you want to fuck? Like, you know what I mean?
what I
how
mean?
How much
like,
more?
How much more? Like, damn, what the fuck are you into?
But you know what? Men and women are different when it comes to things like that, because I do feel like men like variety more than we do.
They like they like random pussy. Like men, most men do, and they don't give a fuck. Pussy has no face, a lot of guys say.
They don't care what she looks like.
That's nasty shit. Like, I work with a lot of guys, and every one of them, unfortunately, y'all gonna fucking kill me if you hear this shit, but they're all been like, yo, pussy ain't got no face. I'm like, what the fuck does that mean?
Yeah.
Does that mean you'll fuck a 5, a 4? Yeah.
You know, that does gotta, mean
especially
that.
If you got yeah. That's what that means. Mm-hmm. You know, look at Halle Berry. She was she's a bad bitch. You know what I'm saying? She's been cheated on by the best of them.
Right. Mm-hmm. She sure has. Mm-hmm. But listen, everybody, I think it don't even matter as a woman how great you are.
I felt
it's more of a man's problem.
I was destroyed over distraught would be a better word. Mm-hmm. I was distraught over it, but you know, with time and we got back, we got married.
Would you have felt better if he was honest and was like, okay, instead of just saying he got a hand job, if he was like, I'm gonna be completely
I don't think
honest.
Anybody could prepare for something like that. Either way, it's harsh news. Like mm-hmm. It's your man. Like I'm very like I don't wanna share my dick. Like if I love somebody, that's fucking not even like no, it's whack.
Because we say we wanna know the truth. Do we really wanna know the truth?
I think some things you can't prepare for. Mm-hmm. You know?
Because I know, like, a lot of us have been through some things here. Like, Gigi, I'm sure you guys, you and your relationship, breaking up, getting back together, mm-hmm. y'all both had to come clean about a lot of things.
Mm-hmm.
Do you feel like you'd have been better off not knowing certain things?
I'm glad I know everything that I know. And I'm sure there's some stuff that happened that I don't know about. But guess what? What's done in the dark will always come to light, and it's going to come full circle sooner or later.
Because that's a hard thing to figure out.
What a face.
If you do something
right in the camera, too.
Because what's hard about that is if you do something fucked up, right, and you cheat and you get caught, do you then have to tell everything and just kind of cleanse yourself and tell it all, or do you not tell everything?
I mean, I don't know about tell everything. Mm-hmm. Fuck that shit.
Yeah. I don't know what you about. Listen, deny.
If it was me, that shit wasn't me. Yeah, like I don't know about admitting anything.
Deny.
I mean, only what they want you to, like whatever they know, I'm going to play that out. I just think that some things are, I don't know.
Yeah, I feel like you should tell things that they're going to find out about. Things you know that they're going to find out.
Some things you don't know if they're going to find out.
Exactly. And then if you get into a situation where there's something you didn't tell him, but he's about to find out, tell him then. But I don't feel like you should
like save his face, like so you can just, you know, save the embarrassment for him.
Like, have you ever dated somebody and they're like, oh, how many guys have you had sex with?
No, because that's a stupid-ass question.
I've dated some people that have said that, yes.
List, I would never
list
answer
how
that.
Many, list all the list, guys
I would tell them to suck a dick, like, that's so personal.
How many dicks have you sucked, sir?
Like, I had a guy that I was just talking to. I never even slept with this guy, and he was an athlete. I never even slept with him, and he went down the list of all the, like, famous people he'd been with.
Why would he?
Yeah,
that's
he
corny.
Definitely is insecure. That's like, a fucking straight out blow. That's a whack motherfucker right there. He's gonna have some issues with that.
Really?
That's a name dropper.
I'm never gonna. And you will. Okay, you're real not gonna have that. Yeah. Add me to that list. Because,
that's so corny. Because then he's gonna tell everybody after he fucks you.
Pussy that he gets is a trophy piece. He's a bragger. No.
And he wasn't even like. He was kind of corny, but you know a lot of these athletic types be corny.
Let me tell you something. Just because you have an athletic talent and you make it to the pros and you have a lot of money, that does not take away your lameness.
You can still
be a lame ass mm-hmm. fuck boy, dick in a booty ass nigga.
Whoa. You guys are
with a lot of money and very talented. Yeah.
And it also could be because you never developed your social skills so much.
Exactly, because you were playing your sport all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And you were in school, you know, and you counted on that.
For whatever reason, just know that just because you have a contract and a lot of money don't make you a real nigga. Yeah, you can still be a lame. And it's a lot of them out there, trust me.
Yeah, like, and you'd be surprised, like, a lot of, like, football players, football is my favorite sport. It's the only sport I really follow. And, you know, like, it's an intense sport. They're really killing each other the whole time. And you'd be surprised that some of these guys are pussy off the field. Like, they're scary. Like, they're scared to come out. They're
they
want to
get fucked
fight.
With a strap on.
I'm friends, like, I have, what, like, this is the guy, like, a guy that I'm friends with, he really impresses me because
he fights. He will fuck somebody up on site anywhere. You know what I mean? And everybody looks at him he's a pretty boy and he's scary, but he really fights. You know,
but like, I don't like guys that fight all the time.
Nah, he don't fight all the time, but he won't let nobody. You know, he don't let people punk him out.
Because sometimes people be having too quick of a temper and they could just easily avoid a situation that could get worse.
Don't basically put me in those situations. Mm-hmm. I don't want anybody to subject me.
Right, but I remember one time I was in Tampa. One of my homegirls, she was dating one of the guys from the Bucks, and we went out, and this guy like really sucking him, like he was scared to fight. He's big ass football player, and he was like scared to defend himself, and we were all like, "What the hell is going on here?" It was kind of weird. It's like you like he's like no, I'll be fighting. And we're like, oh, shit, wow.
Well, now, Natalie, let's talk about how you got over. Because you said, all right, so the second time, then you guys ended up getting married.
Yeah.
So you forgave him because you figured you guys were both young.
I'm not no angel. I did my shit, too. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, it wasn't like tit for tat. But after a while, you know, eventually, you just want to go out and do your thing. So.
Was it harder for him to get over it?
Yeah, because I was like mad spiteful. You know, not like I would never do the friend thing. I don't do that. There's like violations and certain codes you don't break. And just for me as a person, I have my own rules. But yeah,
what would you
sure.
say are the rules?
Like you should never go with like your man's friend. Like you don't do the crew. That's a straight smut move.
That's law.
And law, 100%. Yeah, you just don't. And even acquaintances, like that shit's whack. Like it is.
Or enemies is even worse.
For sure. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Not about that.
Like my son's father,
you look bad at the end of it.
My son's father slept with one of my friends while we were on a breakup. And, you know, he's like, what are you going to do now? Fuck one of my friends? And I'm like, no, I'm not going to fuck one of your friends. One, I wouldn't do that. I wouldn't disrespect my own pussy like that. And two, all your friends are cornballs.
I don't want to give none of them this body. Like, none of them are worthy.
Right. You're just be a major the best gift. One out of all your corny ass friends.
And another thing you don't do when you break up with somebody is tell their business to other people.
Absolutely. Well, it shows a lack of yourself. Like, you look like you have leakage of the mouth. Like, you don't have no loyalty. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know. I just think that you have to have your own rules. But for him, it was harder because some guys, they feel as though, especially, I hate to say this, but predominantly Italian men are very controlling. And some of them really feel like their woman should be in the house cooking their food, you know, waiting for them to go come home from work. And, you know, shit happens. You're supposed to just kind of eat it. Mm-hmm. And it's sad, but I have to say, most Italian guys are really like that. Right. Especially ones from South Philly.
Oh, God.
Those South Philly Italians is a whole different breed of Italians. Yeah. I've had my fair share of them in my past. And
they don't fuck around. Yeah.
I had this one Italian. He was a piece of work.
What does that mean? He was a piece of work.
He was like really bossy and he was kind of like intimidating and I was really young and I was just like, you know, this is when I thought I was white. So I was, so I was going through my whole white girl phase and I was just really happy to have a white boyfriend. But
do you think it's a turn on though when guys kind of are powerful and bossy like that and take charge?
I think that there are some situations where the man has to be the man. And I definitely don't want a bitch. Like, I don't want a dude where I got to run you and tell you how to fuck me or tell you how to be. Like, I like a man that has a lineup. Like, if he wants to take me out, he knows what to do, how to do it. And that, to me, is just, like, you know, it's kind of, like, eternal. I'm like...
There has to be balance.
I don't want to orchestrate everything. Like,
yeah,
what the fuck?
Nothing's better than when a guy knows how to pick a restaurant.
Right.
Because
I hate
the
when you're like, where
are
we going
to
go? Where
it?
Do you want to go? Well, what do you want to do?
Like, I don't know. What do you want to do?
I can't stand a guy that you could be like, I want to eat shit. And he'd be like, let's do it. Like anything you say, he'd be like, oh, I love that too. Motherfucker, you got issues.
Yeah, I don't like
that. You could be on a straight up stretch. And this dude has no personality. You could just tell. Anything you say is like... I don't know.
That's funny. We were just talking about that in the other room while we were waiting to get started. We were saying if you meet a guy and you're like, okay, and he's like, what do you want to do? And you tell him, I want you to take me out to Nobu. Does that mean that, and this is your first date, and you tell him that's where you want to go, do you expect him to pay for you or did you ask him out and now you got to pay for him?
I think as a man and a gentleman, I think that it's a no-brainer for him to go in his pocket. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, you being a woman of your stature, you should always have some bread on you just in case. So don't show yourself short. But for the most part, I think if you were to pull out, I think he should take the lead to be like, I got this. You know what I'm saying? It's a couple dollars for some food. Like
you pull out some money just to see what he's gonna do. Some like, guys I gotta offer.
Some guys some guys, I know a few guys that whether we're dating or not will just won't let me go in my pocket no matter what.
Mm-hmm. I try to stay away from people the other way. Like, I don't know. Like,
well, your boyfriend doesn't let anybody pay for anything.
No, never, ever, ever.
When he's around.
Ever.
I think that
he pays
shows
for everybody's everything.
See, I think that shows such a strong, like, from a good upbringing to, like, just, or just being gathered. Like, I don't know. I just think that's a very strong move, and it's a good impression leave. I don't know. Does he have to pay money is everything, but I just think it's a class act.
It's chivalry.
It's a classy move. Mm-hmm. Like, it is.
Does he have to pay for your friends, too?
No, but if he wanted to and he just did that, it goes a long way. I mean, my friends would pay their own way.
Right.
For sure, but... I mean, me personally, even my boyfriend's ex-husband, like, I don't know any other way. Like, that's the way it's always been.
One of my friends was mad that she took her boyfriend out and her friends were mad that her boyfriend didn't pay for them. It was him and, like, two of her friends.
And he paid for him and her.
Yes.
And didn't pay for her two
what
friends.
About?
Did he know them?
And she was, I mean, I don't think he knew them that well, but they felt like it was wrong for him to not.
Well, it depends on the position he is financially. Not everybody.
Yeah, he might not have had it like that.
I mean, you can't. Some people really don't they want to put on that front and water it down, right?
Mm-hmm.
What about when your friends have a birthday dinner and they invite you to your birthday dinner? Should you drop $350?
I think that's extreme. I don't think anybody should have a birthday party.
Like if you have if you invite your friends to a birthday dinner, let's say that's something basic, Philippe,
mm-hmm.
and everybody, the split comes out to $350 a person.
See, I feel as though some people are married with children. Some people have kids, though. Like, I think that could be a little expensive.
$350.
This is what I think. You know? You let people know in advance.
Yeah,
right. This is what's important. You tell them, okay, we're going to have a dinner, and you do a prefix. And you say it's going to be this amount per person. And drinks, if you buy drinks, you know, that's on you.
That's extra.
But you have to let people know. Now, y'all know if you come to dinner for me and it's my birthday,
no,
nobody's paying
for
nothing.
Nobody's paying for anything, but right. I wouldn't invite anybody to my birthday dinner if they had to pay.
But everybody doesn't have it like that.
I would feel funny.
Everybody doesn't have it.
Because you know motherfuckers going to talk about you.
Yeah. Yep.
Like, there are going to be some bitches. Even though they're your friends, they're going to make sure, damn, you believe Steph, she thinks she the shit. She had a fucking $350 dinner.
Right.
What the fuck is this bitch
And on? I do think...
and they're going
to
do it.
It's kind of rude sometimes to do that to people if they can't afford it. Don't have a dinner that's really expensive if you know some of your friends don't have it like that.
Definitely awkward moment.
No, because one time my friend, she invited us to dinner. It was me and my last boyfriend, and you already know that's the ghetto boyfriend. And, you know, the bill came back and it was $350 for each of us. And I paid for it. I ended up paying for it. He gave me back the money, but I ended up paying for it that night. He did give me back the money. He gave me back the full amount of money.
Mm-hmm. In a situation like that, you feel obligated. It's your friend, you know?
Yeah, and it was my friend. No, I wasn't going to... He forced me to take back the money. I didn't even want to take back the money, you know? Because I invited him. So, but we had an argument and he put the money in my drawer and left.
Did you argue
over
the money?
Because remember, we were arguing over...
No, we
were arguing over everything.
Were you like,
yeah, we used to argue about everything. They argued over everything.
Who let the cap off the toothpaste?
Exactly. Exactly. So, but he was like, you know, he's like, who invites people to a birthday dinner and they got to pay for it? Like, he was like taken aback by it. Like,
I mean, it happens, but I think you just have to be conscious of who you're inviting. Like, if I have a bunch of friends and... everybody got to pay for themselves, I'm not going to go someplace really expensive. Right. Now, if the dinner's paid for, sky's the limit. You know what I'm saying? Right. And I'm going to make sure everybody's good. But
go
I think
team
you have to be aware.
Yeah. So I just wanted to talk about that.
Wow, because you were just thinking about that dinner and it was bothering you?
Yeah, no, I just was thinking about it. No, it didn't bother me. It made me feel bad that he ended up paying for it.
What if your boyfriend borrows money from you? Like, oh, can you just give me this right now? Just because he doesn't have it on him or whatever. And then never brings it up again and doesn't pay you back.
It's super gross. Like,
that's
throw up
gross.
In my mouth and eat it again.
And I'm so terrible. Like, it's one thing.
It would really irk me.
I offer to give you something, that's different. Like, if I'm like, oh, here, I have it. Take this. You know what I mean? But if you ask me to borrow something, like, I am a real crazy mega bitch. You know what I mean? As soon as you do something that gets on my nerves, I'm like, yeah, so what's up with that
$1,000? But what if he's like, can you do me a favor and book this flight for me? He's, you know.
Ready for this? Mm-hmm. I'm dating this guy. We're dating like 2 months. It's intense. So he just, long story short, I wound up getting my car stopped. I had a booking in D.C. my car, brand new car, never stopped. I don't know, it stopped in the middle of fucking parkway. Long story short, I needed, something went on with the engine. Well, they get the car towed. It cost like $2,000, like from DC to Philly. He paid for it willingly. Fine, you got that. We go to the Cadillac dealership where he gets his car done. He's like, oh, they got to seal my car. He's like, I left my wallet at home. You got $500 on you? I'm like, yeah, all day I got it. No problem. I go in my bag, give him the $500. Mm-hmm. All right, 2 days go by. Dude, don't say nothing about the $500. And like 3 days go by, a whole week goes by. 2 weeks goes by. I'm like, yo, what's up with that $500? I don't mean to be a dick or nothing, but like, you know, like I took that out of my bank account, gave it to you, you know. And he's like, oh, he's like, I just thought, you know. I was like, you thought what? Because you got me on the $2,000 that like I owe you money. Like, I just want to know, like, did you do a favor for a favor? And I made it like, motherfucker, I'll kill you. Like, I want that $500. And I got that $500 because steam was coming out of every hole in my body. Jeez. And I was like, you about to die. Like, I want that $500 because that's fucking fucked up, you right. know.
And so he was basically borrowing money.
Oh, he had like alligator arms, giving it back. Like his arms were like this. I was like,
alligator arm.
Yeah, I felt some type of way though at that moment. I was convinced that this dude's a sucker. Like
I just
wasn't feeling that.
I hate asking people for money back. Like, yeah. I don't. It's hard
this
for me to do
Front Street.
That.
The fuck out of here.
It's
you
hard
go,
for me
put
though.
Your bank?
Cause no. I'll be mad, but I won't say.
Nice enough for you to go out of your way and lend it to put somebody in a position to be able to be in that position. But it's their obligation to give it back to you, and you shouldn't have to mention shit about getting it back. That's disrespectful
true.
Tactic
That's
towards
true.
You.
Right. That's
some people know they can borrow some money.
That.
Cause some people might just forget.
Nah.
If it's a significant amount, you're not forgetting.
Because I have a friend and
that's a major favor.
She's one of my best friends and she always borrows money and forgets about it. And she don't do it on purpose. I know
she
doesn't. She
be playing that role.
Because she's the type of person that will give you anything. Mm-hmm. And she is forgetful like that. So she might be like, oh my God, you know, can you da 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 da? And you give it to her. But I would never even ask her for it back. But I feel like she really does forget.
And or maybe she's hoping you forget.
Because you know I really like that. Now what mm-hmm. about guys who don't tip well?
Gross.
Have you ever went out
That's
with somebody
disgusting. Yeah, where I want to go to fuck home right now. Like I want to die. Like, because I don't like cheap
so
people. Allergic. Absolutely. And it's
That's
embarrassment
one of the
to
moments.
Me
That's
so
one of the moments when you get on your phone like,
and be like, can you call right now?
Call me I'm and fucking, tell me yeah, that it is 911. Emergency.
One time I went out with this guy to lunch and he left a $2 tip.
Oh, and how much was the bill?
It wasn't even that much. It might have been like $50.
What do you mean, girl?
$50. Oh my God.
Because it was like lunch. We had like
people
turkey burgers.
Hard for the money.
But
like,
a $2 tip?
It should have been
Might as well not
10.
Left a dime. Like, that's an insult.
I never went out with
that's
him again
up.
Because of that. And let me tell you, I am very adamant about like when we get a bill, because I think sometimes people don't realize how much they should be leaving.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You got a calculator for everybody that don't know. It's 20%. Some right. places 18, but it's 20 all day.
Like,
yeah, it's 20%.
So I always say, do you want me to get the tip? Like if somebody takes me out, I'd be like, oh, you want me to leave a tip?
Definitely.
Because I want to make sure we leave a good tip.
Enough tip.
Right. So it's I feel as though it's a real man would be like, girl, what you doing looking at this bill? You know I got this shit.
Right.
Come on, back up.
But then
that.
I'd be like, how much are you leaving? Because I need to know.
And then a man that is about his shit will say more than enough. You ain't got to worry about that over here.
Right.
Like, for real, for real. That is just terrible.
Like, well, I'm a good tipper because I've worked for tips in my lifetime. So
right.
I know that struggle.
Me
All
too.
Hustlers
so I,
know what it is.
Like, I give the person that bags my bags at the groceries $5. Mm-hmm. You know
yeah.
what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So.
What if its service is bad?
Then you ain't get nothing.
If service is bad, I'll still leave.
I still leave.
Nah, you still leave money, but you
things
can't.
Happen, and it might not have been their fault. Like it could have been a problem in
the kitchen
back that,
up,
that caused
right.
your food to come out wrong, and you can't take it out on the
or
messenger.
If they have an attitude.
Don't shoot the messenger.
The worst.
But I really feel like tipping is very, very important. And for those of you out there listening who don't tip well, this should be your lesson that you need to tip well. You need to tip according to your service, and if you had a good service, then you definitely need to tip approximately. Appropriately.
Definitely. And especially if it's someplace you frequent often.
Yes.
And you don't want no finger
Let me
in the
tell
booty,
y'all,
finger
I went to
in the drink.
Nail shop. I went to a nail salon in Philly not too long ago. And I got a service. I think I just got like a manicure and an eyebrow wax or something. Anyway, it was like $22, right? So I was giving her a tip. I was giving her, I think it was like a $7 tip. So I give her the money and then she gives it back. And she's like, oh no, only 22. And I'm like, no, the rest of it is for you. And I'm like, what, people don't tip around here? And she was just like so happy for the little $7 tip. And I was just like, mm-hmm.
You can tell she definitely
I give my nail person, because they do my feet and my hands, I give them $15.
Yeah, I usually do, like, if it's like good service, I usually do like $5 a service.
Yeah,
exactly. I think it says a lot about you, who you are as a person. Like, you know, I'm not always rolling, but what I am, like, you know, my services, I make sure, regardless, I don't go and treat myself if I'm not rolling, but I make sure that I leave. You don't want people to be like, oh, that bitch don't tip. Ooh, yeah. She's nasty. Like, you know what I'm saying?
And then when you tip good, when you're known as a good tipper in the nail shop, they, like, make room for you no matter what.
You get better
hit that A1.
If you go somewhere frequently, if you visit a place frequently, no matter what type of service it is, and you visit there frequently and you tip well, they know that. Trust that they know that. Yeah, they know when you're not tipping well.
Girl treats
but they
me like
appreciate
a queen.
You tipping well, and they will take care of you in response. You have to take care of
they
people.
They're happy to see
because
you.
They will take care of you.
You need that bad tip.
Listen, when I worked at the strip club, I was like ginger and casino. I was walking around tipping everybody. And guess what? They all took care of me because I tipped well. Right. Like, that's just what you have to do.
Yeah, when I was a stripper, I was a real good tipper. I used to tip the DJ real good.
Yeah,
I used
yeah.
to tip the bouncers
Wait,
real good.
Wait, strippers tip the DJ?
Hell yeah.
I didn't know that.
And the house
mandatory.
Mom.
It's mandatory
to tip the house mom.
You have
mom.
To tip the DJ. You have to tip
you have
the
to
house
pay
mom.
A house fee. You have to tip, I didn't pay a house fee so much because...
Yeah, I had a run where I had to pay house fee for a while. Either.
You know those days when you don't gotta pay the house fee, but it's house fee.
That's a lot of money y'all gotta
DJ,
pay.
Yeah. Yeah, it turns out to like $100.
It depends on
work.
The club, but you definitely put out a lot of money before you make your money.
Yeah, but then I used to tip the bouncers. I used to tip the guy in the front.
Damn,
I used to tip the waitresses, the bartenders.
So that's ridiculous.
I did not know
you had to tip that many people.
But when you come in, they treat you like a queen. They let out the red carpet for you. I swear.
So you say tip the bouncer.
It depends. It depends on the situation.
Yeah, like if he was holding me down all night, I'd give him like $50, $40.
It depends on how much I made.
You know what I'm saying?
If I made a lot of money, and then the bouncers came and cleaned my money up for me,
you
and
give
him me 100, trash bags,
200,
and walked me to my car with my trash bag, then you know you I'm give gonna him, give him a little.
Yeah, if I made on a regular night, you give him like. Anywhere from like
10 to 20,
to $40. Yeah. And then like on a good night, you'll give them $100, but they love you for that. Mm-hmm. You know, they never forget you.
Listen, one thing for certain, two things for sure. I always took care of the DJ.
Yeah.
Always.
Yeah.
Always.
The DJ is the most important person
in
to pay.
The club.
And
the
house mom.
The most important
I did
person
not know
the
that.
Because the house mom's going to hold you down, watch your stuff all night. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. They're going to hold the exclusive DJ. Outfits for you.
Yeah, exactly.
So wait, they do that in New York too? Because like MVB DJing at all the strip clubs, do they don't tip him?
Oh, no. They have a house DJ to tip. That's MVB's
a
special.
Okay. Yeah,
yeah,
he's
a special
he
guest.
He get paid to show up.
Yeah, he just get paid to show up.
The DJs don't. They make their money off of tips.
Yeah, exactly.
So just got to ask.
And it's important to tip the DJ when you're a stripper because they pay your music.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
They
save your vibe.
Songs for you.
Yeah,
they might slide you an extra song or two when ain't nobody paying attention.
Yeah,
or this
exactly.
what they used to do. When there was a lot of money, they would stall on the next song and like run it back so you can continue
back,
to make your money.
So you can continue to make
your
money.
You gotta take care of the
but
DJ.
The girls who don't tip, they be on there a short 2.5 songs.
You gotta go.
It's over for you, girl.
The wackest song that don't nobody wanna hear.
And Natalie, before you got here, we were talking about tantric sex.
What's that?
Now, tantric sex, we were trying to figure this out. This is when you guys like...
You meditate.
Meditate, stare into each other's eyes for like 10 minutes.
It's like a soulful...
It's supposed to be like a deeper connection.
No, I want to learn, though.
I remember Diddy said he had sex for like 2 days, tantric sex. He did. Y'all don't remember when he was talking about that?
I can't even.
No,
I remember seeing tantric sex on Sex and the City.
Remember
and
that
like
too.
Yes, and it didn't look
and
that appealing.
So what you be like? Be supposed to be like become one and shit. Like
like
massaging. It's not really sexual intercourse because
they
but
have
it's
like different
hand
positions.
Jobs and massaging and stuff.
It's like a deeper.
Angela
like, more
said that
play.
You have to look into each other's eyes.
Look into
but
each other's
I
eyes.
I feel like
and
I,
breathe and
I, like just after like look. 15 seconds of staring into my favorite boyfriend's eyes, I'm like, all right, you ready to fuck me?
Right. I'm
you
gonna
ready?
Let that dick.
You ready to put? Can I suck
you
now?
And they said you don't have to have sex, but some people.
Can you
like,
come in my mouth now?
I don't know. I thought, look at this. They do like yoga poses or something and meditate
like,
together.
Nah, that ain't my twist.
Nah, it's not my twist either.
Not
girl.
My twist. Nah. I like to do my own thing. Like, but to each his own. Like, whatever you're into, if that works for you. You know, you want to reinvent yourself as a couple. Your shit gets old. I know motherfuckers have been together for like 10, 20 years. You know, sometimes you gotta step it up or try some of that shit. I guess.
Is there anything that you do that you feel like is a little different or weird that no one else does in the bedroom?
I feel like
I do some porno shit. Like, I always want a motherfucker to remember me. Like, I want to be in your dreams and shit.
Right.
Spit on your dick, whatever.
No. Guys like when you spit on your dick.
They love that shit. Mm-hmm. Smack the dick on your face.
I was with this one guy. Really, I was with this one guy, and I'm like spitting on his dick, and I felt like I was giving him the best blowjob in the world.
You
and he
were.
Was like, "Stop spitting." I was like,
"You thought he was killing it? You thought he was killing it?"
I was like, "What?" I was like, "Okay." I'll take my spit back.
Yeah, I'm not wasting my spit. I'll take that with me.
You was like, I need, was like the dog emoji. I need to make sure I get this shit. This
I was like, what? Okay.
He said, stop spitting.
He liked the really clean blowjob.
All right. And you know what? It's interesting because different people like different things.
Right.
I thought most guys like it really messy.
Me
I thought
too.
Most guys like it really More messy, too.
Please, I have another guy. I know I was giving him the best blowjob ever, but I'm like sucking him. And I threw up, like, and I swallowed it back up. And he was like, oh, do that again.
I'm not going to throw up again.
I'm not going to throw up again.
I don't even remember that.
I just stopped. You know what he
liked?
Laughing.
He liked that gag sensation that your throat made when you threw up.
I just started laughing.
And they're really slimy.
And,
mm-hmm.
and it was real warm, probably. Yeah. It was all like. He was like, oh, do that again. I was like,
no.
No. I stopped and I just started laughing. Like,
do you like when guys spit on your pussy?
No. I like when they suck it like.
Mm-hmm. Like a binky.
Exactly.
Because I'm not gonna lie, I don't like a messy oral sex either on me. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't like for the whole
wet,
bed underneath
like
me
drenched.
To be wet.
Yeah.
And I'm like sitting in a wet
in a
spot.
I'm
always in a wet spot.
Do you ever heard anybody do like fingers in you while they perform like they do?
I like
she
that.
Likes that.
That's amazing.
I like that too.
No, I
love
it.
Fingers
I like it sometimes.
With oral. It's the best.
Some dude does this thing like with his fingers like went like this and like went up.
Yeah,
with it.
The,
and
the,
I was like, whoa.
That's supposed to make you squirt. That should make you squirt.
Yeah, definitely.
What
good.
Is it called?
It made you squirt.
That's
yeah.
the
A I'm not
spot.
Even a squirter. I couldn't believe
it.
Yeah,
it's the bubble.
It was crazy.
Is that the only time?
That's the water bubble. That's what I call it.
No, I wouldn't say that's the only time. I'm just, you know, I think that if you are a real sexual person and you like into like being sensual, kissing, biting, not really biting too much, but like, you know, hitting
sexy,
all my spots
sexy biting.
And you sexy as shit, that could definitely happen.
Mm. I love biting.
See, this is what I think. I hate when guys, if he's giving you head, I guess we could say
I
that.
Wanna feel like the girl. I wanna feel dainty.
I think
and little.
Girls get face.
I think it's bad when I'm about to come and then he like switches it up.
Oh, that's so annoying.
Like you fucked it up. Now we gotta go
start
back.
Over.
Now we gotta push the reset
back.
Button.
Right. You just turn back the hands of time.
And they
nigga.
Do something. Like if I'm about to come, you can't stick your finger in right then.
That's why you're gonna be like, I'm about to come. And then they can't fuck that shit up.
No, because sometimes they
no,
sometimes they switch it. Because.
Don't move.
Right.
Don't stop. Go harder. Do the same thing. Because
if you say I'm
harder.
About to come, like, they might try to do some other extra shit and then it fuck it up. I like to come quietly.
You come like this is how you come, answer.
But I will like my legs will shake and stuff. Yo, no. But
when
I'm not like
I
a
come,
loud
I'm like
person.
Ah, get away from me.
Yeah, get off of me.
Don't
right.
touch me.
Don't
get off.
Fucking touch me. Yeah.
Go away.
If it's a really intense orgasm,
get away
I'm
from gonna me.
Make some noise. Okay, so you're loud. Are you loud,
make
Natalie?
Some noise before.
Yeah, I made some noise. Not like
I'm
like
loud.
The high heavens could hear, but pretty up there.
I'm a loud lover.
We
so.
Know you are, Stephanie.
Yeah. I'm talking the whole time.
Mm-hmm. And you like being slapped and stuff.
I like being slapped and choked. Like we were talking about, what is it, tantric?
Yeah.
It's like, you know, slow and sensual.
You
I like
the
opposite.
The opposite.
I call it masoquista sex.
Masoquista.
It's like masochist. I like crazy shit.
But you never tried the other way.
I have tried the other way. I've had,
it sounds
you
like
know,
making love.
Yeah,
yeah you
had,
never
like,
made love.
You, know,
you like
I've
to get
had,
fucked.
Nah, I've had the slow, passionate
the slow
sex.
Grind.
It's nice. You know, you'd be surprised. Some guys want it like that. That's mm-hmm. what they want.
They probably so gotta beg it. You to do that.
Yeah, for me, it's like, oh, is he gonna fuck me?
Yeah.
Am I head? That's
like, what is this bullshit? Why are you kissing me?
Now with my last boyfriend, like the you know, because he was going away, so the last few times we had sex, he wanted it to be like real slow and passionate. I'm just like, man, I just want to turn him around.
Right, flip me over.
Like I'm trying to hear that.
Ass up. Right. I want to hear that without your hands even touching me.
Exactly.
How about that?
Yeah.
You want his boss smacking you on the ass?
Yeah, I
want
to feel. Yeah. I want to, come on, but, you know, I have rough sex makes me come, you know, like, I come from having intercourse from dick, and, like, I come from getting pounded.
What can I say?
That's what you like.
I sound like a fucking Viagra.
I come from getting pounded.
I come from getting pounded. Can you pound?
Can you pound this pussy?
Pound for pound. She's the best fucker around.
Heavyweight fucker.
Now, would you be mad if you were dating a guy and he gave another woman a Woman Crush Wednesday, but say she was like a celebrity?
If a celebrity, nah. But I mean, if we're together, we're in a relationship, I don't know why you would go public and do something like that. Mm-hmm. You know?
Nah,
I don't know if I
Woman
necessarily.
Crush Wednesday.
Yeah, I don't
what if he gave like Rosa Parks a Woman Crush Wednesday?
Come on,
come on! I'll be like, yeah,
that's my bitch.
Wednesday.
That's like, nice. You know, that's
what
my bitch.
Like, double tap.
What if he
that?
Gave Oprah a Woman Crush
that's
Wednesday?
That's my bitch too.
Hashtag
I love her.
Own.
Love her.
I'll be like, go ahead, daddy. What go get
gave,
that check.
What if
bring
he
it
gave
home to
Hillary
me.
Clinton,
sure you don't forget.
Woman Crush Wednesday. Hashtag
well,
Hillary 2016.
Well, it's a political thing, so I would understand it. You know what I'm saying? But
now,
so
what
whack.
If, what if he gave somebody y'all grew up with Woman Crush Wednesday?
What if he whack. Gave Sharonda from 17th Street?
Whack. Because he's up to some fucked up Wednesday. Shit. Yeah, he's probably undercover, too.
Nigga, go tell Sharonda to wash your drawers.
I'm not with the Woman Crush Wednesday. I don't care if it's Rosa Parks.
Yeah, I'm not with
what
that
if it's
either.
Rihanna?
I never do it.
No.
Nope.
I'll be like, oh, where Rihanna, your Woman Crush Wednesday?
Go find that bitch.
I'm changing my number right now.
Yeah,
I
fuck
hope
that
Rihanna
bitch.
Sucks you just like I suck you. Mm-hmm. Goodbye. I'm not having it.
Is it rude for a guy to talk about other women he finds attractive like in front of you? Or if y'all are watching TV together and be
not
like...
Not if he's like, damn, you're watching a movie and she's bad as shit. Like, let's say it's J-Lo and he's like, damn, babe, you think she's bad? She looks good. I'd be like, yeah, she looks good as shit.
But that's a different... He asks you first, like, what you think about her?
Right, but
you
know, if he's
so
talking
he
about it...
So he can add his input. But if I'm sitting in front of the TV and my man's like, damn, that's a bad bitch, I'm be like...
So I'm sitting do? Right here. Hello.
Like, right. What? What?
That's
when
so that's just, unacceptable.
And that's
when definitely.
The next guy that comes on the...
That's
on
right. You do it right back right. to him.
Damn,
you see that different?
Zam, Zaddy.
Oh, like, exactly. Wait, I got to call Gigi. Gigi, I'm watching this show.
You got to call your friend.
Bitch, turn the VH1, girl.
Sorry, babe. You understand.
Right. You understand, right? The bad bitch before, the same thing.
Now, have you ever been jealous of your boyfriend's friends? Like, he hangs out with his boys too much, and you're like, damn, how come I can't come? What about me? Y'all gotta go on these boys' trips?
I
try to stay away from dudes like that. Like,
me too.
That's like babies. Like, you still fucking doing that. Like, hang out with your homies, but I don't know. Like, I feel as though if your girl can't be there, like, I'm cool as shit. If I can't be around once in a while or go on trips with y'all, then that ain't for me. Like, mm-hmm. I don't want somebody like that.
What's the secretive shit y'all doing?
Mm-hmm. Fucking.
But right. That's one thing about dating guys in their 20s. They always got a crew of niggas around them.
Yeah,
they always
sure.
got a whole
but what if it's like
food.
A bachelor party bed, though, or something and he's going with his
I
boys?
I feel like a lot of guys in their 30s
well,
look
a bachelor
like ass
party.
Look like what? Shame.
Look like ass. Some guys, like guys I grew up with like that are my age are nightmares.
They're aging
like,
terribly?
They're fucking fat and bald, most of them. Mm-hmm. I can't do either. Like, I work out. I go to the like, I would like to take pride in myself. Like, right. I want somebody that's on that level. But you, if you used to be, you like 35, like, mm-mm.
Looking a mess.
Mm-mm. I don't want to be too superficial. And, you know, there's people that, like, you know, there's...
No, but I attracted somebody that doesn't take care of themselves is unattractive.
Right. Terrible unattractive.
At any
and
age.
I feel like, for sure. I feel like the guys who were hot when I was a kid, they're just not hot
used to,
anymore.
They're used to be, yeah, for sure. Like, I'm dead serious.
Like, I took care of myself. And it's harder for a woman. Like, well, what's up with y'all? Like,
but even a lot of females
faster.
We know that we grew up.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
Like, all of the girls from high school that was thick with it is fat with it now.
Oh my goodness.
Walk around looking
girl,
like the Michelin man.
I went to school with this girl. She was like the hottest girl in South Philly. She is, oh man, she looks like a great auntie. Like, she's terrible looking now. It's terrible. Oh,
she probably God. Happy though.
Nah. Nah.
She probably got her man, got her kids.
She fuck around, do drugs. That's why she look like that. That's what bitches that do drugs and shit. They all end right. up looking like they got a bad paper out.
Now, we got to come back to you. Now, then you said the third time y'all got back together.
Yeah, the third time. Then we just got married.
Mm-hmm, you got
moved
married.
To Jersey, bought the big house on the golf course. Life was good. We both were hustlers. We both make a lot of money. We lived a good life, went on vacation 3 times a year. Our families were like one, but a lot of stuff happened and I wasn't with it no more. And it took me a long time to get out of it. Mm-hmm. Just abusive, like verbally, and then it would get physical because I don't let nobody, like anybody calls me out, you getting beat the fuck up. Like, that's just the way I am. You got a rap for me, you want to break me down verbally and you keep doing it, eventually
I'm a physical person, and, you know, I'm not saying I'm proud of that, but I will, you know, take it to you.
That's just off.
For sure.
And people always ask, why don't you just leave? And they don't realize how hard it is sometimes when you're in
it. Yeah, because I loved him so much. But see, I'm a sweetheart. Like, I never start no problems with nobody. People normally fuck with me, like, and then I got to beat them the fuck up. And that's just, like, you know, after a while, like, him and I would have, like, we would have a beautiful home, and then by, like, I don't know, like, 2 weeks later, like, the house would be destroyed. We'd be spackling, sanding, like, holes in the wall. I don't know. Throwing vases at each other. It was just very hectic. It was either, like, the highs and the lows were crazy. There was no middle. And they're the worst relationships.
Right.
Because it's hard to get in a good place with somebody that, like, doesn't know how to turn it off. Mm-hmm. Very jealous. Like, oh, you wearing that? Are you crazy? Like, cut my shit up. Like,
damn.
Yeah. Psycho. Wanted me, like, prim and proper all the time. Yeah.
Was it difficult for you to do Mob Wives then, knowing that you had, like, a lot of turmoil and everything?
No, because him and I have been broken up. I've been divorced now for 7 years. Mm-hmm. We were seeing each other, like, 3 years ago. We started seeing each other again, but I cut that off. And I don't have anything bad to say about him because he got remarried. I'm happy he's in a good place, and I wish him nothing but the best. But nobody could really control me and make me feel like there's anything hard or difficult for me to do, because I'm the type of person that, like, if my mind, like, I want to do something, my mind's made up. You could give your opinion, but I'm still going to do what I want to do. So, no, it wasn't hard for me.
You feel like you were addicted to him?
Yeah, I actually experienced that, though, on another level with somebody else, a boyfriend that I was with for 5 years, where we were so addicted. The sex was crazy, and it was just, like, I couldn't, no matter what he did, like, it was crazy. He had like, this way about him. And I think that everybody gets got once in one relationship. Mm-hmm. And he really did get the best of me, this dude. Like, it was crazy. And eventually I came out of it, the smoke cleared, and I was done with him. But I know what it feels like to definitely feel like somebody's addicted or addictive.
Because sometimes it's hard because you also don't want that person to be with anybody else.
Well, sometimes when you grow up with somebody, though, it's been a 12-year relationship. It's all you know.
Right.
Like, you know, he was like, we went through so many things together. Like, he was like, I was a kid when I started seeing him, and we were friends for 5 years. And he would be like, listen, he opened my first bank account. And I was like, you know, this is how you got to stack money. And he showed me so many things that, like, it opened me up to the streets, but also were beneficial to me. And, like, just being, like, work ethics and just certain things. But he always was, like, a protector of me. So mm-hmm. No matter what, he was the only one that could hurt me. Nobody else could. So I know that sounds, you know.
Because sometimes, you know, your relationship is bad and I think there's a few things that are, like, clues. Like, if none of your friends like that person, right? Mm-hmm. Did your friends like him?
They loved him because, I mean, he was one of us. We just killed each other.
But did they feel like this is not healthy? Because sometimes your friends...
Yeah, for sure. But the boyfriend that I was with for 5 years, he was locked up, and I held it down for him for a year and a half. He was a scumbag. And my friends told me right from the rip, Nat, red flags, run. He's no good. And I should have listened, but I'm the type of person that now I listen. But, you know, I had to be drunk through the mud and, you know.
Sometimes it makes it worse, too, when your friends don't like somebody and they keep telling you, because it makes you not want to tell them stuff and it makes you want to prove them wrong.
Mm. I don't think you should tell your friends everything anyway. I think you should have your own secrets, because at the end of the day, when you make up with them, you make up with your boo, they're going to remember and you're going to forget.
They're going to remember all the bad shit you said.
Like, what the fuck are you doing? Like, he just beat your ass, or he did cheat on you, and you, like, you know what I'm saying? You look like a weak link. But they don't know what you got, so I just think that you should tell your friends maybe a quarter of what goes on, because I do think that you should have your own secrets, and privacy is important to someone. So.
But it's also important to have somebody to talk to when you're going through something. If you have one friend or a family member.
It's no longer a secret, though. When you open your mouth and you disclose information, at that moment, it's no longer personal. It's not. Even though you said, please, Steph, whatever you do, don't tell, you know, nobody. I'm confiding
in
you.
They might.
Right. Mm-hmm. There's that slim possibility girls could be out over some drinks and be like, damn.
We need to do an intervention.
You know, we got to do an intervention with this bitch. She's tripping, you know, like, the dick isn't that good. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Because it has to be hard to not have anybody that you could talk to when you're going through some shit, though, too. That you're going through it by yourself.
I'm terrible. Like, I'm the friend that all my friends, they tell me all their business and I don't be telling them nothing. Like, I just keep, just the only obvious things. I only tell my friends my obvious problems in my relationship. Right. Like, the things that I just can't. But, like, personal things, I just feel like you shouldn't tell everything to anyone.
Right.
Because it's true. Some things, you just can't take back, man.
I feel like I grew up with 10 girls. And I've been friends with them for 25 years, the same girls. I'm only friends with, like, 5 of them now because of learning that you can't confide.
Like I had everybody.
I had one of my girlfriends. She actually broke my heart because I love my friends. And she was like, we just don't. She's like, Nat, listen, I love you to death, but like I'm married and I have kids and we're living two different lives. And I was like, oh, are you breaking up with me? Like,
wow.
Like you dead like telling me like we can't be friends because, you know, the life that you live in. Maybe I'm a bad influence. Is that what you're trying to say? Or, you know, and it kind of like fucked me up. And then after she kind of spoke her piece, I never felt the same way, and I just stopped fucking with her because I felt like she was a hater on the low.
Mm-hmm.
For me, I could never say something, no matter the highs, the lows, you at the bottom, I'm going to love you regardless, and right. I'm going to be your friend.
I'm going to be there for you.
It just made me feel like we're no longer on an eye level. The things I told her and a few other people, they used against me because I was forgiving. But come to find out, after a period of time, who got divorced, then shit went south for this one, I would always be there for them regardless, but they're the same motherfuckers that judge me and look mm-hmm. at the shit you went through. Like, that's why you always gotta be careful about the things. I'm not saying you should be held accountable for everything you say, but the people that tend to judge the most and talk are the ones that are always doing shit extra. Right.
The same ones that'll tell you, oh, your man ain't shit, da 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 da. Right. Yeah, fuck your man.
Right. Or they haven't been faced with the situations that you were faced with at the time. And then when they go through it, it's like they go through maybe like 10 times worse and go and do some dumb shit. And you're like, damn, weren't you the bitch that was giving me this whole fucking, like, you know,
this whole spiel about how what I was doing wasn't the right thing. But now look at you.
Like, who the fuck are you?
Thing.
I don't know. I just don't judge nobody. I'm right. really not a judgmental person. And for me, it was just like, now I have my five solid friends. It's all I need. And I learned less is more with bitches. I did.
Mm-hmm. That's right. True. No, and I just feel like you should only tell when you're in a relationship. You should just tell the things that you don't care about everybody knowing. Even if right. you don't, even if you're not telling everybody, but just in case.
You know what happens? Women are emotional. We're very emotional people. Not all of us, but some of us. And we get heated and we get upset. And in the moment, we lose track of what takes precedence. Mm-hmm. And then that gets used against us down the road and it just all around is hurtful. But, you know, most of the time you venting is when you're fucking upset or like you need a shoulder to cry on. And then right. when somebody goes and uses that against you, like, you know, they don't say anything or they're like, oh, you're going to take them back again or whatever. Right. I just feel like a friend should be there regardless, even mm-hmm. if they don't prove of it.
Yeah, I feel like a lot of my friends confide in me all the time, though.
I feel the same way.
Yeah, because I'm not a very judgmental person. The only time I really had to make my friend break up with somebody was he did something really crazy. I actually had to take her to the police station and make her get a restraining order because they had kids together and he was abusive. She wasn't going to leave him alone, so it was hard. Like, I don't ever want to tell her what to do because I don't want her to not tell me stuff. So I never want to be like, okay, you know, you stupid, you doing this, you doing that. Because I don't want you to feel like, damn, I can't even tell Angela because I don't want her to judge my situation. But he sent naked pictures of her to her boss, to her parents, her brother.
I've been there. That's terrible. I actually had an ex-boyfriend that threatened me and he sent a naked picture of me out to everybody in his phone.
Whoa.
Yeah, it got around to the whole South Philly. It was on the internet. I didn't have a lawyer, pay for a lawyer to take it down. But I look good as fuck in the picture.
Yeah, because you wouldn't send it out if you didn't. But that's still, that's a horrifying feeling.
It was upsetting in the beginning, mm-hmm. but everybody like real recognized real, and that's a scumbag fucking move. So everybody was like, damn, dude, you've been with this girl. She was good to you. You had a falling out with her, and this is the type of shit you do.
It made him look crazy.
Yeah,
he looks crazy because who does that, number one? Of course, we expect your man to have naked pictures of you.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I mean, that's nothing crazy about that.
Right.
And it wasn't like I had no shit hanging out of me like a dildo or nothing like that. It was like, I was like, thank the Lord. But it definitely
because some of those exist.
It was challenging. It was another hurdle to have to get over in life, and I got through it, so, you mm-hmm. know.
And I told her, I said, listen, y'all have kids together. He's threatening you. He's doing this. He sent it to your boss.
I think it gets to that level, though. Somebody like you, like a friend.
I did.
To get involved, for sure.
I was like, I'm coming with you and I'm taking you. She was so stressed out. Her nails were all messed up. She was peeling back her nails because she was so stressed out. But sometimes you do got to step in, you know, for your friends in a loving way as possible.
And, yeah, it's not good to be a hater or to be judgmental. If you call yourself a friend.
I hate being that single friend that tells her girlfriends, like, girl, you need to leave him.
Right. People will leave somebody when they're ready to do it.
Right, right.
Yeah, you have to be ready.
When you're ready. Because sometimes, I think as women, we know we want to leave somebody and we're going to do it eventually. But it takes some time to get to that
point. Like, let me go through some more shit and then eventually I'll get tired of it.
Right? Right.
My girl's always venting to me and I always start with a disclaimer. Like, you know, I'm single. So, you know, my advice might not be the best one. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like,
you don't want to be living lonely like me. And they'd be like, well, your life is great. And I'd be like, I'm just saying, I'm single.
Well, nothing like new dick to get over that old dick sometimes too, you know.
No, I agree. Please remember how stressed out I was in my last relationship. When my last relationship mm-hmm. was over, I didn't have sex for 6 weeks.
And then once you did.
But once I did, I was like, what relationship? Who
I got somebody
about?
To text and talk to and go out with. But the worst is when you try to get over that old dick with new dick, and it was a waste of time too. When that new dick is like, yeah, the new dick is what a waste of time.
That's the fuck that you wish you could take back.
And it make you miss your ex.
I wish I could.
Yeah, there's nothing worse than having like the new dick be bad. The new sex is just bad. And it makes you think about your ex, how great he was in bed. But I didn't go through that.
Good for you. Good for you, friend.
Fortunately, that never happened to me.
That never happened to me lately.
Now, Natalie, is there anything...
amnesia.
Is there anything a guy ever asked you to do and you had to tell them, nah, I'm not doing that?
Like in bed?
Yeah, actually, someone I was with was really pressuring me to have a threesome with a guy, and I was like, are you insane?
With a guy?
Yeah, it got weird.
What
it
man
was No, that? It was... I swear to God, I can't even make it up. I'm dead serious. Like, a whole bunch of shit came along with it. Like, my mother and my sister found me on Craigslist with, like, my head chopped off and, like, a lingerie outfit that I was in a magazine. And he was promoting me, like, you know, my bitch is exotic. She wants a guy that matches her. Dark hair. Gave a whole fucking ad. Okay? And was like, when I found it, my mom was like, you know that it's him, right? When you get on the phone with him. And all of a sudden, the ad disappears. And sure enough, as soon as I got on the phone with him, that shit was taken off of Craigslist. And I knew it was him. I was devastated. I was like, are you kidding me? Because it was quite identical and coincidental to what he was saying to me.
Right.
What he was in the ad anyway.
That's
and I was
crazy.
Like, yo, you know why you want to have a fucking threesome with a dude. Because you want to fucking run to the back and fuck this dude. Or maybe get
You're
a dick sucked
gay.
From him. And you gay. And it definitely, I feel, because I would be riding him and he'd be like...
Uh-oh.
He'd be like,
put your finger in my ass.
No, he would be like, show me how you would ride another dick. Show me how you would suck another dick. And he would do the gesture while I would be on top of him.
He
and
would,
I would
act like he was sucking a dick?
Yeah. He would show me. And I would be like, this is a dude that like was so manly and like his sex was like the best. It was so great. And I was like, I just couldn't believe it. Like, I think I was like super, I think for people around, when I get around people, they could be themselves. And I just felt like he got so comfortable mm-hmm. that something extra came out of
right.
it.
Right. He's like, let's fuck a man together.
And I was like, hey, wait, I was like, is this a joke? Cause like, that's not a threesome. That's a train. I was like, you want to ride a train? Like you want to. I was like, first of all, I could barely take one dick. I was like, you wanted me to take two dicks. Like, that's just, it was just
He
too
wanted
much.
To take a dick.
Right.
Did he ever ask you to, like, eat his asshole or nothing like that? Or
He's never asked me, but I think he would be about it. Like, you know, I mean, it was very surprising. It was so surprising because it was just like, we were really sexual. We had a lot of sex. So I just think that it was like another notch, something else. And when I was like,
the sex was a gateway drug.
Are you insane? Like, you need fucking help, you know? Needless to say, we kind of broke up over that.
But if you said a threesome with another woman,
we kind of broke up. Yeah. You think?
A threesome with a woman, though, you'd have been okay with that.
I don't know. I've been there, I've done that. I've had a threesome with a girl before. It was all right. I mean, nothing, you know?
Right.
I just wouldn't let my man put his penis another girl, like, you know, she could hook him up and he could do the same, but I just feel like, you know, there has to be rules and they gotta be mine, and I laid down the...
That is definitely the rules to a threesome for all the guys out there. If you want to have a threesome with your woman, she has to make all the rules. So whatever she's not comfortable with, you cannot do. She has to pick the woman also. That's one of the rules. You have to pick
If I'm gonna go with a girl, she has to be bad, like exotic, you know, but for the most part, I'm not really into that. It's just something that happened.
Right.
I wouldn't be like, oh, for my next relationship, threesomes are fucking... It has to be threesomes all in the relationship. Otherwise, you know, it has to be relationship material. Like, you know what I'm saying? Threesome material. Nah, that wouldn't be... Mm-mm.
Now, have you ever dated somebody who said racist things?
Oh, for sure.
He's like, absolutely.
Absolutely. I have a lot of black friends, a lot of Spanish friends. And if I... A few times dating Italian guys, they absolutely have a problem with that. Absolutely.
And would you check them on it, or are you...
Oh, battle. Yes. Like, fuck a check. Like, it would be like, oh my God. Yeah. Like, we would go heavy at it. Because my best friend is... She's black and Italian. My godchildren are mixed. Mm-hmm. And I don't see color. And growing up, I was like the Italian girl with two black girlfriends. So for me, I always watched them go through
terrible things growing up, like have to sit on the step, not be allowed in people's houses, watch them cry, me cry. We were little girls. Like, how could you do that? Predominantly, the fathers would always give them problems. So for me, it's a, race is a horrible thing when I had to go through that or be called like certain names, like why you want to hang out with, you know what I mean? Like, right. Yeah, it would be absolute. I would not tolerate that shit. To this day, I don't tolerate that shit.
I was dating an Italian guy and he used to make like black side remarks and I had to like, you know, give him the whole conversation and teach him like, you know, you're Italian, I'm a Puerto Rican, you know, there's a lot, I'm black. So like, get it together. I'm part African, I'm part Spanish, I'm part Taino Indian. Like, you can't make these comments just because my skin is olive, you know, just because my skin is light. You know, you're talking about my own people in my face. Mm-hmm. So I had to like drop the whole conscious lecture on him, like teach him about himself, teach him about me.
This girl I know dated this Polish guy. She was black and he was Polish and he would make her pretend to be a slave in the bedroom.
What?
But she did it.
Hell fuck ass.
She's
no.
crazy.
And I have another friend who dated a white guy and she told me that
that's so you have to think
he
about
wanted
how
to do the same thing.
That's so belittling.
That's gross. Like, I would never.
I don't even know how somebody
it's
can
hard
ask you
be
that.
Women in this world. Fuck that shit. I would kick him in his face. He died that moment.
Natalie, are you enjoying being single now?
Yeah, it's the first time in my life. I've been in a relationship since I was 14. Mm-hmm. So I like it. I wake up every day with no drama. I'm chill and I'm cool. Like, I don't need a man. Like, if anything, I want a man, but I'm all right. I'm good on my own too right now. And whatever happens, happens. But I had enough love for a lifetime. I'm good. Like, if I don't have kids, I don't get married again. I want that for myself.
But you're not going to settle.
But I'm all right if it don't happen either. Like, right. I live that life. I'm cool.
Yeah, because I hate when people be like, oh, you're single. You can't find a man. It's not that you can't.
I choose to be single.
Right.
I mean, I could date and find a man. I just want to make sure that I'm fucking aiming high and, you know, not settling for some bum ass dude. Mm-hmm. So there's like, plenty of them out there.
I'm a rebound. Like, I'm a rebound all star. Like, usually I jump from relationship to relationship.
Me too.
This time, you know, like I have great guys that want to be in serious relationships with me, and I'm just not sure. You know, I don't want to settle. I know what I want, and I'm gonna wait till I get that.
Sometimes it's really good though. I'm really noticing like. To really figure out who you are. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying you need to be alone, because who the fuck wants to be alone? It sounds good. But
yeah, because I feel like I'm single, but I'm not very lonely.
Right. I'm single. I just feel like sometimes it's good to figure out who you are, the choices and decisions you want to make on your own. And in due time, you'll figure it out.
Sometimes I feel like you got to clear your slate to allow somebody good
for
to come
sure.
into your life also. Because, yeah. You know, we have all these people that clutter our lives and it's a waste of time. It's not somebody that you want to be with. And you're really blocking something great from happening.
Right. And I mean, you could have anybody to waste your time or just burn time, but imagine finding somebody that's on your level that's worth giving your time to. You know what I'm saying? Like, even on a friendship type understanding thing, you know? So.
All right. Well, we appreciate you so much for coming through and kicking it with us.
You.
We learned a lot about you.
I love the show. I think it's dope.
Oh, thanks.
Nobody has ever asked me to have a threesome. Nobody's ever asked you to have a threesome with another man, have they?
Hell,
yes.
Fuck no. Ass no.
How fuck no. Ass no.
No. No to the no. No.
But no.
But nobody ever asked you to put a finger in the ass. Yes. Yes.
Come on.
Yes.
I never had somebody ask me.
Yes to the yes.
But you've done it. Because yes. Guys apparently really like that.
I'm not into that. No, I'm not sticking fingers in no dude's ass. My girlfriend, she was telling me about this glove situation. She was like, this dude was adamant about getting fucked in his ass. She was like, you have a glove? His mom happened to be a nurse. All this weird shit.
He happened to have a glove.
Shopping on a latex glove and fucking this dude in the ass. I was like, what? Well,
I mean, I don't mind putting fingers in a guy's ass. I think it's fun.
I think it's fun, too.
No, I think it's so gross. I don't know. I'm not about it.
It's
no.
fun.
I
just because be so amazed so that they like vulnerable that they at that like, time.
I'd be amazed at the fact that they like it. Like, I'll be amazed at the fact that they're letting me do it, and then I'll be amazed at the fact that how much they like it.
Exactly.
Like,
oh my God. So you just like it because you like, I can't believe like I'm doing this.
Yeah. And then you got something to hold over their head. Like, nigga, I wish you would.
And then there's levels. There's levels to fingers in the ass. It's like one finger, okay. Two fingers.
Yeah. You a butt band.
I'm going to talk about you to my friend. I'm going to be calling stuff.
I'll be like,
you're not going to tell your friends that, though. Nah, you're not going to tell your friends.
No, fingers, I'm not going to tell my friends.
You might have something.
It's, I don't know why you guys are laughing. I would never tell any of my friends that.
If a guy eats your ass, can he kiss you after?
Yeah, my ass is squeaky clean.
Yep.
You said yeah.
I taste sweet. I'm great.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I ain't fucking stinky. Like, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to make sure I'm on point. So.
Honestly, I like when imagine. A guy is eating my pussy and he comes up to kiss me.
So pussy is dipping in your ass, though. Yes.
Pussy
is
dipping in
your
licking ass.
Yeah.
Oh, I like the lick
I like it.
Chin.
You could get bacteria or something.
I like my flavor. You know what
bacteria.
I'm saying?
Bacteria.
Because, you know, you can't have anal sex and then have vaginal sex after that because you could get an infection.
Yeah, you bring in all the
unless
germs.
You switch the condom.
Mm-hmm. Right. Just putting it out there for all of you out there.
Just so, because I use condoms.
And if you're not using a condom, wash your dick before you
exactly.
go from the back door to the front door.
Absolutely.
Okay, leave the package in the back.
Leave the package in the back.
Guess what? The ladies of the LSN Network are working on something new. That's me, Angela Yee.
And Tatiana King-Jones.
And this is Fran of Hey Fran Hey.
Each week, the ladies of the Loudspeakers Network will share tips and insights on how to get the most out of life when it comes to work, friendship, health, and love. But right now, you can get a sneak peek here on Lip Service. Enjoy, and make sure you use the hashtag LiveColorful to join in on the conversation on Twitter. That's hashtag LiveColorful with an extra L at the end. We did this interview. This is how I got the job permanently out of just auditioning. I was there for like a month, no money, basically on a probationary period, just auditioning. And we interviewed Jay-Z.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow.
Talk about probation.
Right.
And so I'm walking in and I go in the bathroom and he's coming out of the men's bathroom. It's right across from the women's bathroom. He's like, what you doing up here? And I said, I'm about to interview you. He said, hey, don't this up.
Oh no.
I was like, oh my God. So we go in there and it was when he just became president of Def Jam. So it was him, it was Memphis Bleek, it was Young Chris. So they were all in there and it was me and Cypher Sounds. A lot of pressure.
You know.
If you hear this, the interview was so funny that people put it on mixtapes. Like Clinton Sparks put it on his mixtape because I was kind of nervous. My voice was cracking when I was asking him. And he was with Beyonce, and this was before.
Stop it.
This was before.
No.
Yeah, this is like a disaster.
Oh,
so this is before they were married, and when they weren't really like talking about their relationship
right, out in the open.
So she went in the green room. So I was like trying to ask questions. I was like, "So you think you and Beyonce ever like get married?" He was like, "What'd you say?" He said, "I should throw my BlackBerry at you." But it was a really funny, like even now if I go back and listen to it, it's a really funny interview. Like he gave us, you know, he was there for over an hour. It was a good time. Like everybody was laughing, making jokes. I was talking about how he used to dress. I was like, oh, you used to wear Durango boots. And
No.
Not the Durango.
No.
I definitely had a pair.
Fashion killer.
He definitely did too.
That is too funny.
But yeah, we walked out of that interview and they're like, oh, you're hired.
Oh, that's so dope.
And so that's what it took.
All right. Well, thank you so much. Again, that is Lip Service. I'm Angela Yee.
I'm Stephanie Santiago.
I'm Gigi McGuire.
And I'm Nat D.
Hey, Nat, girl.
Hey.
We would like to thank this week's sponsor, Adam and Eve, for showing support to the Lip Service podcast with over 10 million satisfied customers. That's a lot of people having
that's
sexual
a lot of fucking
fun.
I'm one of those customers. I'm an Adam and Eve customer.
Here we go. All of us are. Hey, Adam and Eve is most trusted and reliable adult goods store for over 40 years. I trust them. The selection of products is vast and includes a wide variety of the latest and the biggest brands. And I mean huge. With an incredible range of shapes, sizes, and colors. Sometimes I want a curve. Sometimes I don't. Sometimes I want it small. Sometimes I want... Never mind.
They've got products for everyone. Whether you're straight, gay, male, female, or anywhere in between, Adam and Eve have the adult toys and film you desire. Go to adamandeve.com for a limited time, and you can get 50% off just about any item.
50% off? Say no more.
When you select your item at 50% off, you'll also receive 3 free adult DVDs and a mystery gift with your purchase.
Surprise, surprise.
Adam and Eve respects your privacy and uses complete discretion when delivering your products with inconspicuous and anonymous packaging.
So don't worry about that huge dildo showing up in a clear box.
And don't forget that Adam and Eve throws in free shipping on your entire order. Head to adamandeve.com and use code LIPS at checkout.